Okay, Ayin Tesamid Aleph. Let's see, where are we up to? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines in the top of the page. Give me a book. 12 lines in the top of the page. Okay. And the Mishnah said a din that if a woman or a man sends a shliach to do kedushin to his daughter, and then the father himself went and did kedushin with the daughter, for the daughter, we don't know which one was first, or the girl did it, right? And the Mishnah discussed why we need both cases. Now the Gemara is discussing another thing that we started last week. And that is, there's what's called a Naira, and there's, okay, just to explain it properly. There's a Ktana, a Naira, and a Begeris, in girls. By boys you have under Bar Mitzvah, over Bar Mitzvah, that's it. By girls you have under Bas Mitzvah, that's called a Ktana. From 12 to 12 and a half, she's called a Naira. And over 12 and a half, she's called Begeris, or Begeris, depending on how you pronounce it. Now, a Ktana, a girl under Bas Mitzvah, only the father can accept marriage for her. She can't, nobody else could. Only the father. Between 12 and 12 and a half, the father can still accept Kedushin for her. After she's 12 and a half, she's completely on her own, the father cannot accept Kedushin for her. That's the din, okay? So under Bas Mitzvah, the father could. Between 12 and 12 and a half, the father still could. And over 12 and a half, a Begeris, the father cannot accept Kedushin for him. Okay, so with this, we're going to start now. 10 lines at the top of the page, or 79A1. Itmar we learned. Kedush Shavia Baderech. What happens if her father did Kedushin for the girl when on the road? V'kitcha atzma b'yid, and she did kedushin for herself in the afternoon. So in the morning, the father accepted kedushin for her on the road. In the afternoon, she did kedushin for herself. V'adehi begeris, and then in the afternoon, she found out that she was a begeris. So now the question is like this. The father's kedushin was first. The father's kedushin was in the morning. So he accepted it for her first. What's wrong?
No, but he wants to know what time the shiur is over so somebody can pick him up.
9:15. Okay, so if the father does, once a girl is married, you can't get married again. Okay? So if the father accepted Kedushin for her in the morning, and then she accepted Kedushin after, so of course the father's Kedushin is good. But over there, there's a big problem. In the afternoon, she became we know for sure she's a begeris. The question is, was she a begeris in the morning or not? What's the difference? If she was a begeris in the morning, so the father cannot accept kedushin for her. Therefore, the kedushin that she accepted for herself in the afternoon is what's valid. The morning kedushin is not valid because the father had no authority to do it anymore. But maybe she became a begeris only in the middle of the day. It's certain signs of puberty. So maybe she became this begeris in the middle of the day. Then in the morning, the father still had the authorization to do kedushin for her, so therefore the kedushin is valid. So the question is, and this is what the Gemara is going to get into a lot now. If before was one thing, and now it changed, when did it change? Does it change when you found it, or does it change retroactively? Again, what's the case over here? The girl, Sunday afternoon, is a begeris, for sure. Sunday morning, the father accepted the kedushin. The question is, now that she became a begeris, does that mean in the morning she also was a begeris, and therefore the father cannot accept kedushin for her, and what he did was worthless, and therefore, the kedushin of what she did is valid, or maybe in the morning she was still a naira, and therefore the father did have the right to accept kedushin, and therefore his kedushin is kedushin. And there's no way now of checking what happened before. We know what happened now. Okay?
No, she's begeris now.
Right, but what about the morning?
We don't know.
So what's the halacha? So the argument is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar had a begedis lefaneinu. Rav says she's a begedis, meaning Rav holds if she's a begedis now, she was begedis in the morning. That's what Rav holds. Therefore, according to Rav, the father's kedushin is completely invalid, and therefore, what she accepted her own kedushin in the afternoon, that's what's valid.
Does it have any
sevara,
or what is the
sevara? We'll see. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. We don't know. Therefore, chashin and the kedusha shneim. Therefore, Shmuel holds, we have to be afraid that both are valid. And therefore, like the Mishnah says, either one divorces or the other one marries her, or they can both divorce and she can marry somebody else.
Why the first one was valid? If the first one was valid, why is the second one valid?
No, Shmuel said we don't know. It's a suffix.
So why?
It's a doubt.
So why Shinehan?
Chayshinan. Chayshinan means we're afraid, not certain. We don't know. So therefore Shmuel says you have to be strict. And we have to assume both marriages are valid.
Definitely the first one was valid.
No, maybe she became a begaris in the afternoon. I'm sorry, maybe she was a begaris in the morning. We don't know.
I mean, when she did the kedushin, the father did the kedushin in the morning, he didn't know that?
We don't know anything. All we know is in the afternoon she's a begaris.
We have a few cases that when we find out, that's when it happens.
Well, we're going to see in the Gemara. That's the whole Gemara is getting into.
Doesn't make sense. When the father gets his daughter married, isn't he obligated to check?
No, he didn't. I was busy at the garage.
I mean, isn't there a halacha that one has to check?
No. You have to check every minute.
No, I'm asking.
Let me ask you a question.
No, not every
minute. You
have
to check your tefillin every day?
No, but
why not? Huh? We're going to get into that. But then you don't have to check every minute. Oh, in fact, the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. The time is between six months, from 12 to 12 and a half. Mm-hmm. She's a Nida. So the Gemara says, one minute, if it's the middle of those 6 months, then obviously she's not a begetis until she knows for sure she was. Mm-hmm. Right? The Gemara is going to ask now, Amos, when is this story happening? Ile metech shisha, is it within the 6 months, from 12 to 12 and a half? Bahai name Rav Yomareg begedis lefaneinu. Is Rav going to say, 4 months, 12 years and 4 months, Rav's going to say because he found her now to be a begedis, because there's an assumption she's not a begedis. Ele lacha shisha. So we must say it's after 6 months. Right? So Bahane Mishmo Khashin the Kadusha Shnaim. Hain Shmo himself says, Ain Bainitis the Beg Labagadis Elashisha Khadashim. There's only 6 months. So the Gemara is asking, but let's analyze this story. When did this story happen? If it's during the 6 months, so for sure, until you know for sure she's a beggar, she's not. Because normally until 6 months she's not. When she's 12 and a half, that's when she becomes a beggaris. But if it's after 4 months, how can you be a begedis? Okay, now you found her to be a begedis. Okay, now, but how do you know before? Before we have to assume she's definitely not. And if it's after the 6 months, then the assumption has to be that for sure she's a begedis. So, like, what's the Rav and Shmuel arguing about? So the Gemara says, speaking on the day the 6 months finishes. Leitzricha, the Kaddish, she did the Kedushin, Bahu Yemet, the Mashem Shisha. Okay, that means it's at the end of the 6 months, the last day. Okay, so therefore, Rav, the Gemara is explaining, Rav Amari Begedis Sefaneinu, that now she's a Begedis, and therefore Rav says, Midahash to Begedis, this is what Rav holds, because now she's a Begedis, what's the assumption? Bitzafra, in the morning, Nami Begedis, she was also Begedis. For Shmuel Amar, what's that mean? Hashu the heights of Simon. Shmuel says no. Now we know for sure she became a begedis. Before we don't know. So Shmuel holds, but it's a doubt on both. What
defines a begedis?
12 and a half. With certain signs of purity.
So is it based on time or bodily change?
officially bodily changes, but the Gemara says until the 6 months are over, the assumption is that they're not. I'll give you an example. By a boy and a girl, okay, what makes them an adult really is not the age. It's reaching puberty. Two hairs, pubic hairs that make the person the adult. So normally the din is, until the kid's bar mitzvah, there's an assumption that he's a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Over bar mitzvah, there's an assumption. You can count it for a minute. Will you check every kid that becomes bar mitzvah? Okay, come, let's check you to see if we can count you for the minion. We don't do that, mm-hmm. obviously, right? Why? Because there's an halachic assumption. There's a halachic assumption that until 13 it doesn't happen, and after 13 it happens, right?
Right.
What happens if you know for sure that a kid at 12 matured quickly, and he definitely got all the signs, okay?
Right.
So technically, he's bar mitzvah. Again, nobody checks today, nobody looks, and therefore we go on the yearly assumption. So the same thing with the 12 and 12 and a half. It's actually a physical change that takes place after 12 and a half. So it might happen earlier. It might happen later. But as a rule, this is the rule. Like bar mitzvah, you know, 12 is the from 12 to 12 and a half a night, from 12 and a half on is a big edis.
So why can't we just ask her?
She didn't know. She doesn't know. Now we know that she was. She didn't realize before.
Okay.
What?
How is the last day different? Because we say like bar mitzvah, 13 years and yom echad. Means like completely 13 years, complete 12 years. So 12 and 6 months, doesn't matter this. The last day of 6 months, 2 days before 6 months, it's the same thing, all the same thing. Till it's not complete 6 months, it's the same thing. So what is the last day?
But part of the day is like a day.
Huh?
Part of the day is like a day.
Okay, still has to be complete. It has to be like a sunset.
It's true. The old days, you can get married at 13 in those days. You get married at 13, right?
Right.
Today, that's not, you can't, that can't happen.
So it's 6 months plus a day.
It has to be complete, like till sunset or something.
Rabbi, today, you can't get married at 13.
Who said?
It's against the law.
Which law?
Second law.
Not Torah law.
You know anybody getting married at 13?
Nowadays or before?
Nowadays.
My grandmother was 13.
Mine was 12.
In a different country.
Mine was 9.
In a different country. This is a different country.
Okay, he goes in the whole bottom. It's Machlis Rashi and Tosafot here. The bottom line, the last day is questionable if there's any chazaka. Because it's the last day, so it could be any. It can go either way. Let's leave it at that, because otherwise we'll go crazy. Okay. So the Gemara, so therefore the question over here in the Gemara, and not the question, the argument between Rav and Shmuel, and this is relevant to the upcoming Gemaras, Rav holds, if it's now, then we assume this morning was the same way. Therefore, if now she's a begetis, in the morning she was a begetis.
But we checked it.
Now in the afternoon we checked. So therefore, Rav holds, if now she is, in the morning she was. Shmuel says, no, just because she is now does not mean she was in the morning. Okay? So the Gemara says, my Shmuel, my Shnami mikvah, why is this different than the din of a mikvah? The Tanan, there's a Mishneh that says like this. Mikvah shenimtza, nimda, the mikvah that was measured. The name Sechasin is found out to be missing from the 40 saw. I'll explain to it. And it's like, Kol tahara shenasa gabav l'mafreyam, any things that were tamei, that became tahar by putting it into the mikveh, bein b'shusa yachal, whether it's in a private domain, bein b'shusa rab, whether it's in a public domain, tameis are all tamei. Let me explain this then. Things that are impure, in order to make impure, there's only one way of doing it, taking it to the mikveh. If food became impure, not nowadays, in those days, food became impure, they had to put in the mikveh. Clothing became impure, you had to put in the mikveh. Everything had to go into the mikveh. Okay? In order for a mikveh to be kosher, you need 40 saw. That's the amount of water, rainwater, 40 saw it's called. Okay? It's like 95 gallons, whatever. 40 saw. Now, what happens if Sunday afternoon, or Sunday morning, it doesn't matter, somebody measured the mikveh, and it was 39 and a half saw. The last time it was measured was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we measured the mikveh, it was good, 40 saw. 2 weeks later, today, we measured the mikveh, it's 39 and a half saw. what's the law about all the things that were immersed in this mikveh from 2 weeks ago until today?
Tomei.
Are they tamei or are they tahor? What's the question? Let's analyze the question. Do we say that until you know the mikveh is no good, the assumption is it's good?
Like Rav.
Until you know it's no good, we assume that it was good.
Right.
Or do we say no? Now that it's no good, retroactively it's no good.
Well, the first one.
That's the question over here. So the Mishnah says everything is tamei, meaning it's all retroactively no good.
Not even a suffix.
And therefore it
no
says, one minute. Now there's another din. Why does it say Bein Bishus Yochel, Bein Bishus Rabim? There's another din by the laws of Tumah V'Tahor which don't make sense. We learn it out from Psukim. Again, nothing logical about purity and impurity. But the din is like this. If you have a doubtful Tumah, doubt of Tumah in a public domain is pure. A doubt of Tumah in a private domain is Tamei. That's the halacha for whatever reason. Okay? Here the Mishnah is saying, it doesn't matter whether it's in a public domain, a private domain. It doesn't matter. Everything is Tamei. Retroactively. Yeah? So what's the question? It's a definite contradiction to Shmuel. Okay? Mm-hmm. Meaning, what does the Mishnah say? What you find now was before also. Now it's no good? We don't say now it became no good. Retroactively it's no good. Mm-hmm. Right? What did Rav say? If it's now she's a begetis, that means we go by the past also she was a begetis. Mm-hmm. But Shmuel says we only go by what now. Right? That's what Shmuel holds.
But we don't go by now.
Huh?
Shmuel said...
Right, you don't go by... Okay, we're saying the same thing before. Shmuel holds you don't go by the now. And therefore, now that she's a begetis does not necessarily mean that she was a begetis before. So according to Shmuel, if the mikveh is invalid now, does not mean necessarily that the mikveh was invalid before. And the Mishnah says it's definitely tamei. What's the difference? The Mishnah by Mikvoi says, if you find it no good now, what you have now existed before. That's what Rav says. If she's a begetis now, that means before she was a begetis. Right? Shmuel says, what you find now is not necessarily retroactive. So why by the mikveh does the Mishnah clearly say it's retroactively no good? According to Shmuel, it should only be good now. No good now. So the Gemara says like this. Shani Hossam Mikveh is different. The Ika Lameimed Hamed Dame Alchas Kosei Ve'emed Leitavu. And here the Gemara is going into a very interesting discussion. There is something that we learned, we discussed a little bit last week also. There's something called a Chazak, an established fact. Okay? Established facts are very powerful in Halacha. Okay? You have that Gemara? Okay? If I come now in front of all you guys and take his Gemara, right? And he says, hey, he's taking my Gemara, what's wrong with you? And I would say to you, who says it's your Gemara? Your name's not in it. Who says it's your Gemara? What's the answer? Something you own, it's your car. Nobody sees the title. You're driving it. It's your car. There's a halachic assumption that it's your car. Right? A guy comes to a city, a husband and wife. Nobody was at the wedding. Right? Nobody comes and looks at the marriage license. There's a chazaka. There's an established fact. If a man comes with his wife and has a husband and wife, we assume they're married. To the extent that if somebody commits adultery with that woman, you get killed. Yeah? How do you know they're married? Maybe they're not husband and wife. The answer, there's a chazaka, there's an established pattern. There's an established fact. Okay? When things are what they are, they stay the way they are until you know for sure that it changed. Okay? Now, something that we knew for sure was tummy. There is a chazaka that it's tummy. Correct? To make it untummy, we need a definitive thing to say that it's not tummy anymore. So over there, what happened? You had things were tummy.
For sure tummy.
So now the question is was the mikveh kosher retroactively?
Wait a minute, Rabbi. Why don't we say there's a chazaka that back then it was...
The mikveh.
Yeah.
That's the Gemara's next question. The Gemara's going to ask it. I've got to do the first one before the second one. But good, no, good point. The Gemara's talking and ask. Yeah, look at the mikveh. Why are you looking at the tummy?
So I guess the question, how are we going to determine the chazaka?
Well, that's the Gemara's question. But the Gemara's answer initially is... The object was tummy. Now the question is, was the mikveh good or not? We don't know retroactively if the mikveh... Now we know for sure it was no good. It's only 39 and a half. Right? The question is, was it a week ago good? So, halacha, this is the way the Gemara is explaining now. So halacha says, listen, what do we do? The thing was definitely tummy. Correct? Now the question is it not tummy or not? So therefore, the din is, maybe the mikveh wasn't good. So if there's a shiloh, what do? You keep the chazaka. The chazaka is that the object was tummy. So therefore, it stays tummy. So the Gemara asks, no, just the opposite of what you're saying. Until now, the mikveh was good. So there's a chazaka, an established fact that the mikveh was good. So why are you changing that? Why don't you say, because the mikveh has a chazaka of being good... It should stay good until you know for sure it's not good.
But then,
so just like the sota.
Yeah.
But the tummy also was tummy too, for sure, you know.
Yeah, but, no, but like because the mikveh can change, the tummy can't change unless you actively change it.
My second one doesn't work, Abed.
Why not?
Because the mikveh can change, it can evaporate.
No.
But the tummy, once something is tummy, it doesn't, on its own, it's impossible for it to become tahor unless you do it.
One second. So the Gemara says, Adarab. Hamid mikvachos kasher emelay chaser. Why don't you keep the mikvah? Why are you looking at the chazak of the object? Why don't you look at the chazak of the mikvah? So the Gemara says, but ari chaser lefenach. Right now it's deficient. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, yeah, but now she's a begedis too. If you're going by now, so now she's a begedis too. So the Gemara says, because it's like this. Hash tohu de bagra. So now she became. Now maybe she became a begedis. So the Gemara says, maybe now the mikvah got less. Right again, the Gemara is going, what's the difference? So Gemara says like this. Hasim tarta l'reyasa, over there by the mikveh, there's two problems. Here is only one. Meaning like this. The object was for sure tamei. Okay, now the question is, there's a doubt on the mikveh. Okay? So there's two problems here. Number one, the thing was tamei. And there's a doubt on the mikveh. Right? By begedis, there's only one problem. Maybe she was a begedis in the morning. That's it. What's the question? The question is, was she a begedis in the morning or not? So Shmuel says, just because she is now, doesn't mean in the morning she was. By the mikveh, there's another problem. The food is tamei, and the mikveh is missing. So there's two problems. So over there, you're strict.
Yeah, but over there, here, you could go either way. Okay, there's no chayshinon. By the Bugeret, we have a doubt. But here, we can never have a doubt. We just don't know if it's tama or not. We say yes or no. But by Bugeret, we have a doubt.
But by Bugeret, why should I assume, unless if there's something else, why should I assume that she was a begaris in the morning?
Because there is only one bad thing about it.
Not bad thing. The question is
one negativity or whatever.
One question. There, there's two.
But in the case of mikveh, it's either or. You can't go in the middle. It's half a tuma, half a not. By Bogeret, we could say, maybe yes, maybe no.
No. You don't go backwards unless there's an additional factor to make it. In other words, here you have an object that's tamei. Okay? And you have a doubt on the mikveh. By the girl, there's only one doubt. So therefore, that doubt would stay. Shmuel says, maybe she became a begetis now. By mikveh, you know why everything stays tamei? You know why it goes retroactively? Because there's another factor here. There was a tamei object. Mm-hmm. See, here there's one point. Now she's a begetis. The question is, what happened in the morning? Was she or wasn't she? Just one doubt. So Shmuel says you need to be strict. And you can't go retroactively. By mikveh you go retroactively because the object for sure was tamei. Now the question is on the mikveh.
So it makes it...
So it's stricter. Therefore, you go retroactively to say the mikveh was no good. Because there's an additional factor over here that the keli or the food was tamei. By begetis, there's one question. So Shmuel says, so maybe she was not a begetis in the morning. How do you know she was a begetis in the morning?
What about Rav? That's
it. No, Rav doesn't learn like that. Rav says it's exactly like a mikveh. Just by mikveh it goes retroactively. So by begetis it goes retroactively. Just like she's now a begetis, that means in the morning she was a begetis. Just like by mikveh. Now it's missing, in the morning it was missing. The question is on Shmuel, why doesn't he go retroactively? So the Gemara says, because over there's a reason to go retroactive, because the thing was tamei. And here there's only one thing. Now the Gemara is going to go into another din. Also, similar thing with a different din. There's a din, you need to separate truma. Okay? You separate truma when you have grains and wines and all that. You have to separate. Now, normally you separate, average is 1/50. Okay? The Torah says one kernel is good for a whole barn. The Chum say, if you're cheap, 1/40. Really nice guy, a cheap guy gives 1 out of 60, average guy gives 1 out of 50, and a meanie gives 1 out of 40. Okay?
What? Or meanie?
Meanie, a mean person. Cheap, well, cheap.
Should be the other round.
The other way around. A good
eye. Yeah, right. You see how mixed up I am? Right, a cheap person gives 1 out of 60, a nice person gives 1/40, and the average person gives 1/50. Now, the story over here is like this. You can separate truma from wine on wine. Okay.
What does that mean, on one?
Huh?
I mean, you have another wine.
Let's see, I have a lot of wine. So what people used to do, they used to have a barrel of wine. Let's say it had 50 gallons. Okay? So, when they had a whole bunch of wine, they would say, okay, you know what? Well, let's say they had 100 gallons of wine somewhere else. So the nice guy would give 1/50, so they have to give 2 gallons. Yeah? So the guy would say, you know, 2 gallons from this barrel are struma. Next time, another 2 gallons from this barrel are... So let's say there's 10 gallons in the barrel. So after 5 divisions of truma, he gives the barrel to the kohen.
Without interest?
No interest.
Because he waited. Yeah.
No interest. It could be done the same year, because you can't give from 1 year to the next, right? So let's say a guy has a bunch of different stuff. So he has 100 gallons of wine somewhere. So he says, you know what? He has a 10-gallon barrel. He says, you know what? 2 gallons in this barrel are truma. The next time he says another 2 gallons in the barrel are truma, okay?
What is that called? That's called.
It's mafish shel truma. I don't know, whatever. He said, a person set aside a keg of untithed wine to designate it bit by bit as his truma for other wine. For example, the keg contained 10 lugim, and the person would store a bulk of his wine in large barrels holding 98 lugim. So every time he opened a new barrel for use, he would designate 2 gallons from this barrel for that.
Why doesn't he use the for everything on this?
Because that's what he wants to do with this. Whatever. Now the problem is like this. The guy checks the barrel one day, and it turned into vinegar. The wine, when it spoils, turns into vinegar. Now, you're not allowed to separate truma from vinegar and wine. You have to separate truma from wine and wine, not vinegar and wine. Okay? So let's say this went on for a month, that every week he separated 2 gallons for truma. Okay? This went on for a month. 2 weeks or 3 weeks into this thing, he looks at the barrel and he sees it's vinegar. So now the question is, when did it become vinegar? The same question. When did it become vinegar? Today, we know it became vinegar. So today you can't separate anymore from this barrel for wine because it's vinegar. The question is, maybe the previous separations were valid.
Or not. Did you taste it or not 3 weeks ago?
No.
He doesn't know.
Oh, at one time we knew it was wine.
One time.
Yeah. Yeah, but now, 3 weeks later, it's vinegar. Yeah? So when did it become vinegar? The same question over here. When did it become vinegar? So this is what it says. So it says, Hoya beidik as a chavish lahafir shalat truma. Okay? The guy checked the barrel to see if he could separate truma. And then it became vinegar. So, kol gemel yamim vaday. Shloisha yamim. Okay, here it says gemel yamim. Kol gemel yamim vaday. 3 days for sure. Mikam ve'elach safik.
3 days.
Well, we don't know. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. Does it mean 3 days from now or 3 days in the beginning?
It can be from
now. Let's say it's a week apart. Okay? You separated a week ago, and now it's vinegar. A week later. Mm-hmm. Okay? So one opinion says you check from the last 3 days. That's when we assume it's vinegar. Kol gemel yamim. Another opinion says no. The first 3 days we know for sure it's wine. It's an argument in the Gemara. This Gemara is totally irrelevant to that. Because the question is, are we looking at the now or looking at the before? Okay? So the Gemara says, Mikam ve'eluch safik. Okay? So afterwards it's a doubt. In other words, 3 days now for sure it's vinegar, 3 days before for sure it's wine. So it says, V'ramin and chavi es ha-mikvah. So now we ask the question from the Mishnah of barrels and the question of mikvah. Right? Why? What do we say by mikveh? It was tamei all the way back. Here it's only 3 days. By mikveh, what do we say if you measured the mikveh and it was missing? Everything you made from the last time you knew for sure, right?
It was still tamei.
So why by barrels do we say 3 days? It should be, from the last time you knew for sure was wine, it's a problem. The Amen of Chanina bar Misuria. And Chanina bar Misuria answers, Man Tana Chavis, who is the Tana that holds, that says about the barrel, that is 3 days and 3 days. Reb Shimon, he is Reb Shimon by Yechoi, the Gabi Mikveh, Nami Sveikamash, by Mikveh, it's also a doubt. In other words, Reb Shimon argues on the case we said before. Now, what do we say by mikveh? The Mishnah said that if you have a mikveh that today is missing, the assumption is everything from the last time you measured the mikveh is definitely tamei. Right? Reb Shimon says, no, it's a doubt. It's a doubt. Which would matter if it's b'shus ha-rabim, it would be good. B'shus ha-yachid, it wouldn't be good. So he says like this. So therefore, there's no contradiction between chavis and mikveh. Because even by mikveh, it's not for sure no good. It's also a doubt. So by wine and vinegar, we use the measuring stick of 3 days. Okay, so basically, Rav Shimon Yochai. The Tanya, because we learned, when you measure the mikveh and you find out that the mikveh wasn't kosher, all the pure previous things are no good. 7 lines in the bottom of the page of Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. Ayin Tes, 7 lines in the bottom of the page. Oh, good. Bein b'shus hiyor, bein b'shus rabim, t'meyas. The first opinion says, we learned before, all tummy. If Shimon Eimer, b'shus rabim tohor, b'shus hiyochot teylin. It's a doubt. Okay? Avol rabbanon, but according to the chachamim who argue on Rav Shimon, right? They hold that what's the din by a barrel? That everything was no good. Retroactively, and right? So that's a question of Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't go retroactive. Huh? Shmuel does, if a begers now does not mean she was a begers in the morning. Right? What do we find by Chavis? The din of a barrel, when the guy found out vinegar, what Rav Shimon Taka says it's a doubt. But what do the Chachamim hold? It's definitely not good separation of Truma. Because if you find it vinegar now, it's vinegar all the way back. Right? Who says the status now goes all the way back? Rav.
In the beginning, yeah.
Because Rav says she's a begetis now, she was a begetis before. Shmuel says, no, just because she's a begetis now does not mean retroactively she's a begetis. But by Chavis, you see clearly, like Rav, not like Shmuel. Because what is the Rav, what does the Chachamim hold? What are the Chachamim hold? That when you separate wine and it ended up being vinegar, retroactively it's all vinegar.
And therefore, I thought you said 3 days.
No, that's not the, that's Rav Shimon's opinion. But the rabbis disagree with him, and they say the whole thing's all good.
But the wine is different from the mikveh for the same reason that the begeret was different from the mikveh, because the mikveh had two problems, and these two only have one.
Mar's going to end up saying this way. You're good point. Mar's going to answer this soon.
What was the good point?
That there's two. Oh, good. We're going to see it inside the Gemara now. Shani Osman Gemara says the barrel is different. Because Ikal Meimer Hemet Tevel Al Cheskasa VeEmelei Niskin. What's the, again the same question with Tomei? Tevel is food that wasn't tithed. Correct. Now, if you can't separate vinegar for wine, and by mistake the guy separated vinegar, was any of that stuff tithed? No.
And is that stuff what?
Meisid.
Oh, tevel.
It's still tevel. Tevel is untithed stuff. Why is it still tevel? Because he can't separate from vinegar for wine. That means his separation of tithing or truma was no good. Therefore, it remains tevel. Right? So the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara is going to go through the same question, same answer like before. The Gemara is going to say, you know why by tevel, the Chachamim hold retroactively it's all tevel? Because this stuff, for sure, was tevel before you tithed it. There's a chazaka that it's tevel. If it's a chazaka, it's tevel. Now the question is, did the meiser good or not? So we don't know. So we say, but the Gemara says no. Why are you looking at the tevel? Why don't you look at the wine? Maybe the wine is still good. Why are you putting the chazaka on the grain and the other wine? Why don't you put the chazaka on the wine? It was wine. So why don't we assume it's wine? Sigmar says, Hachanami adi begeris tefaneinu. Same thing like begeris. So again, the Gemara says, Hachanam ashtad achmetz. So the Gemara is going to answer what you said. Here are two problems, and here there's one. By begeris, again, there's only one problem. Was she or isn't she? Is she or isn't she? Both by mikveh and by barrel, by chavis, there's a double problem. There's a chazak of tevel, right? And the question is, how about the wine? Is it wine or vinegar? There's two problems. By tumah, there's again two problems. The guy was definitely tummy. The question is the mikveh good or not? So it's a double problem. But we know for sure the stuff was tevel. before the guy separated. We know that for sure the stuff was tamei. That's for sure. Then there's a second problem. Was the mikvah good? Was the barrel good? Right? So Shmuel says, over there, it's taka no good. But by begedis, over there, you have to go retroactive. But by begedis, Shmuel says, maybe, now she's a begedis, maybe not in the morning. Because there's only one problem, not two.
What would be the two problems? I forget it.
One problem.
What would be the two problems if you want to consider it?
No, the, by baguettes, yeah, there isn't.
No, what could be?
There isn't. There's one problem. Now she's 12 and a half a baguettes. Was she that in the morning?
Because not for sure she's 12 and a half.
Right. So Shmuel said, but that doesn't mean in the morning she was. Again, it sounds funny because we're talking about baguettes, baguettes. But the question is, retroactive or not retroactive? To make something no good, you need two retroactives. Two things. Number one, that's tamei, or that it was tevel. And then the question is the mikvah good or is the barrel good? But begeris, there's only one doubt. So you can, don't go retroactive.
This is general rule. I said feeling the same thing. Like you start last week, you said something. Do we need two things, or does it apply basically or no?
Tomorrow morning, you're going to put on your tefillin. Correct? You're going to make a bracha? Why? How do you know it's kosher? There's a chazaka. Because last time you checked them, whenever it was, right? You checked them, they were good. So that chazaka remains until you break it.
So why do we say...
Oh, there is one good thing. There's a one complete. We know it was one time 100% kosher.
So now the question is, you see, by tefillin, there's nothing you can do about it. What happened if somebody checked his tefillin in Tishrei, okay, and they were good? And Pesach, he checked them, they weren't good. Not, by the way, if in Pesach you found out they were never good, as if it was a missing letter, yeah? Then that means, obviously, 6 months ago also wasn't good, but the guy didn't notice it. Okay? But let's say a letter got faded out, right, or broke, you know, a letter that's cracked. From when on did you not put on tefillin? In other words, to bring this Gemara into practice, how much tshuva do you have to do? It is, from when on do we assume you made brachas in vain?
According to this, from Pesach, not from Tishrei.
Where you found out?
Yeah, from you find out from Pesach, not Tishrei.
No. So bepashtus, yeah. There's only one doubt.
For sure was one doubt. Yeah.
There's only one doubt. So that's the argument, Rav and Shmuel.
Yeah. Don't know.
Rav holds it goes retroactively. That it was no good.
Regardless, no. You have to do
that. Rav holds.
Yeah.
But let's go back to this, to our Gemara a second. What happens if the father did kedushin from her a month before, and now you find out she was a begedis? Is Rav going to say she was a begaris a month ago?
No. Because
the Gemara says only on the last day, remember? Mm-hmm. That means Rav doesn't hold it goes retroactively back 10 years. Then she'd be a begaris at 2 years old. I mean...
Only on that day.
That day would work.
But why only that day?
But the question is by tefillin, I don't think... Or by mikveh.
So this Rav and Shmuel doesn't go even by mikveh, by tevel, by tefillin, nothing. Because it's only a special... Why, there is no comparison.
Let's speak a mikveh question.
Yeah?
One second. Let's speak a mikveh question. I don't know what halach is, by the way. What happens, a mikveh was checked, okay? A month, a half a year ago. No, let's make it. A mikveh was checked a month ago. It was good. This month you check it, mm-hmm. It's no good. Do the women have to tevel all the way back? From when on do the women have to be tevel?
So according to this?
No.
From the time they had their period?
No. We don't go back.
Well, here you have a thing. She was for sure tamei. Mm-hmm. Would a woman that tevelled yesterday have to go again today? After you fixed the mikveh?
So according to this, yes.
According to Rav Lacha, you would have to.
That's only that day, you know, Rav and Shimon. They
no, but that's by Begedis. I'm talking about by Tuma.
By Tuma.
By Tuma.
The mikveh is no good. And she
so the question is, she went a week ago to the mikveh. The question is, does she have to come again to the mikveh now?
Yeah, she has.
Or do we say, no, it was kosher.
No, she had two. Then began with the two right. issue.
So it's the
she
same had, thing as the
mikvah wasn't good, and she was tamed.
Right. So I'm saying she would have to go again.
Yeah.
Right. How far back?
Just the, you know, the period.
Good. I'm saying, hypothetically, if a woman got pregnant along the way, yeah? So, from when back she'd have to go to the mikveh?
Don't go beyond 9 months.
No, I understand. What happens, I'm saying, you checked the mikveh 3 months ago.
Okay. You don't go past 3 months. You
good, but I'm saying, does that mean a woman that the last 3 months was not using mitzvah because she was pregnant, does she have to go to the mikveh?
No.
If it was not after the 3 months?
Yeah,
not because within the 3 months, it's a chazaka for 2 weeks, she is going to be taught.
No, she's pregnant.
She has to go.
Or what happens if a ged tabled in the mikveh? So he might not be Jewish. No, because if the mikveh is not a kosher mikveh, it's not a kosher conversion. You need a kosher mikveh, right?
But that's what, yeah.
What? So maybe there's still a guy.
Do we consider this or not?
This has to. Sure, it has.
Well, by the tefillin. So why do we say every 7 years?
Twice.
Years. What makes the, how? Why the chazaka is broken?
It's not a chazaka. The Rambam writes that technically, if tefillin were checked and they were sealed, you know, properly, and they weren't around water that. If something happens to it, that tefillin should get ruined. I'll give you an example. Even if you have a chazaka, that tefillin were kosher. That's why tomorrow we're all going to make a bracha on a tefillin because we checked it whenever it was, and the assumption there's a chazaka that is kosher. What happens if the tefillin got wet?
Okay, that breaks the chazaka.
That breaks the chazaka.
But
so then you can't say, well, my tefillin were assumed, because now there's something that broke the chazaka.
So why the Shulchan Aruch says every 7 years, 2 times you have to do
that's
regardless?
Why this, because it says that's the proper time to check it.
So it doesn't have anything with Chazak?
No, nothing to do with Chazak.
So it says lechatchila and bedieved issue?
Why does it say in Mat Ephraim to check tefillin every year? To make sure. Mikvahs tak have to be checked. Mikvahs are checked periodically.
So we go to Rabbi Savranovich, yeah?
You go...
tomorrow, you're going to run the...
No, you go and you check mikvahs have to be checked periodically. The problem is you have another interesting issue with mikvahs. In the olden times, mikvahs were all cold. The hot mikvah started in Alter Rebbe's time. Because Alter Rebbe, the chedushim of Alter Rebbe was the schusim that he had, that he instituted hot mikvahs. Because if you look in Shach and the Poskim the other day, it says you shouldn't go into hot mikvah. You'd be cold.
Hmm? Man or woman?
For women, talking about the for tumita, yeah. Men is men.
Oh,
yeah,
for one court?
Whatever. Oh. I don't learn how to twice to see. So the Pearl, they instituted hot mikvahs, yeah? So when you have a mikvah that's hot, you have evaporation.
Yeah. That's the problem.
So the issue by a mikvah, when you check a mikvah, mikvahs are built much more than 40 saw. Mm-hmm. 40 saw, according to Halacha, is how much cubic foot water is it? It's an amma by an amma by 3 ammas. Okay? So an amma for mikveh is 2 feet, let's say, right? So it's 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet.
It's nothing.
It's 24 cubic feet of water. What's the cheshmen memsa? That's how much an average-sized person could tevel in. Okay? So 24 cubic feet is not a lot. When they build the mikvahs, I'm talking about the rain, the bird, you know, where they have the rain, they build double, triple, okay? So it's not a problem so much of not having 40 saw. I'll tell you what the problem is, you build a mikvah in a shtetl, and there's no rain, and every drop of rain counts when you need to fill up the bird, right? Over there, you need to know. But over here, the bigger problem is, there might be a leak in the mikvah. Because if a mikveh leaks, it's what's called zeichalin. flowing out, if it's leaking out of a mikveh, it's many times not kosher.
Why? Because of the lack of water?
No, no, even if you have a lot of water. Zechlin. Zechlin is not. Only a mayin is matar b'zechlin. Otherwise not. A mikveh is not. So if you have a leaky mikveh, that's when you need to check the water level. Because if the water level keeps going down, then obviously there might be a leak somewhere.
Not because
I'll tell you where this is a big problem. If you have an earthquake. After an earthquake, mikvahs have to be checked. Because if the earth shakes, that might cause a crack in the cement in the mikvah, and then the water can start leaking out. And then you have a problem with zeichelin. But when you measure zeichelin, see, you have a lot of issues. Because number one, there's evaporation. Leave a mikveh standing, a hot mikveh, water, heat causes more evaporation.
That's not the problem, though, because it's always...
But when you want to check the level of the mikveh that it's not going down, because there might be a leak.
Oh, because...
So how do you check a mikveh? You go into the mikveh, you make a mark on the wall where the water ends, on the water line, you make a mark, yeah? And then, you come back the next day, and you see if it went down or not.
Waterproof mark.
Right, yeah, waterproof mark. But there's a number one, you have to keep in mind evaporation. Number two, you have a bigger problem. If a mikveh has a filter, a lot of times water spills out of the filter.
Spills out of
the filter spills water out. Mm-hmm. So when the water is going through the filter, it's not that the mikveh is leaking, but you might be missing water because water is getting lost in the filter system, in the filtration system, which doesn't mean the mikveh is not good. The mikveh is good. So I'm just saying, it's not necessarily for the 40 saw, it's more for the see if there's a leak or not. But the same thing, the Gemara, according to this Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if a mikveh is measured and it's possible now, doesn't matter why it's possible. Okay? If the mikveh is not kosher now because it's 39 and a half saw instead of 40 saw, okay, the Mishnah says everything that was made retroactively is tamei.
So Rambam holds like Rav.
The what?
Your tefillin, that if it's closed.
No, there's not. Tefillin probably nothing to do with that. Because there's nothing that's going to make it no good.
Well, tefillin is kind of like the begirth, right?